Welcome to Lesson 4. This lesson will help you explore some more fabulous features that the World Wide Web has to offer. First, you'll learn about secure pages on the Internet and how Navigator works with them. Next, I'll show you how you can save a web page onto your computer so that you can look at it whenever you want. Then we'll take a look at a web page using frames, and you'll learn how to work with them. Finally, I'll briefly point out two other web features you might run into while surfing: Java and live audio. Look over the topics and then click the play button to continue. If your Netscape Navigator program is not open right now, go ahead and open it using the Programs menu in the Start menu. If it is open, make sure Navigator's window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Navigator is set up and ready to go. In the previous lessons of this tutorial, you've learned how to visit and work with some simple web pages. In this lesson, we're going to examine some of the more sophisticated features the World Wide Web has to offer. We'll start by visiting a secure web page. Many people are still nervous about buying things over the Internet because they have to send their credit card numbers through cyberspace. Fortunately, the Internet has come up with many ways to protect information as it travels from one computer to another. Secure web pages are designed to protect the information you enter by scrambling it or encrypting it. Navigator can alert you whenever you enter or leave a secure web page. This is an option you can choose in Navigator's Security Preferences box. Before we visit a secure page, let's make sure this option is selected. First, click the Options menu in Navigator's menu bar. Next, click the Security Preferences item. When you see the Preferences box, make sure the sheet called General is in front. If it is not in front, click on its tab. The first four options in the General sheet should contain check marks. These options make sure Navigator tells you when you're going to and from secure documents and insecure documents. If any of the first four checkboxes are empty, click inside them. Now click the OK button in the Preferences box. When you subscribe to Zoom software, you used a secure web page. Let's go back to that page and take a look at it. First, click inside Navigator's location box and type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Then click the play button to continue. Now press your Enter key. You should now see a message from Navigator telling you that you're about to link to a secure page. Read it over and then click the Continue button inside the message box. By the way, whenever you link to another document during this lesson, I will pause the audio. When the page is fully displayed on your screen, click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue with the lesson. You should now be looking at Zoom's secure web page. Look in the lower left corner of Navigator's window. Notice the picture of an unbroken key on a colored background. That means the document inside the window is secure. When a regular document is displayed, the key is broken. Now look in Navigator's location box, which might be labeled NetSite. The first part of the URL is HTTPS instead of just HTTP. The S stands for secure. Now let's see what happens when you leave a secure page and go to an insecure one. Click inside Navigator's location box and type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Now press your Enter key. Navigator tells you you're about to access an insecure document. Read it over and then click the Continue button inside the message box. Notice that the picture of the key in Navigator's status bar is now broken, meaning this is not a secure document. This page provides links to copies of historical documents, such as the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's a nice alternative to visiting the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Locate the link called Declaration of Independence. You might have to scroll down to see it. When you found the link, click it. You should now be looking at the Declaration of Independence. When you link to any Internet document, the page is just temporarily copied to your computer screen. After you disconnect from the Internet and close Navigator, you can't look at it again without revisiting this site. But what if you'd like to save a copy of the page permanently on your computer so you can look at it whenever you want? Fortunately, Navigator lets you do this. Let's save the Declaration of Independence on your computer. First, click the File menu in Navigator's menu bar. Next, click the Save As item. You should now see the Save As dialog box. A suggested name for the document should appear in the rectangle labeled File Name. Now look in the rectangle near the bottom of the dialog box, which is labeled Save As Type. You can save this web page in its original form as a web page, but in order to view it again, you need to use a web browser such as Navigator. You don't need to be connected to the Internet, however, since the document will be on your computer. You can open it using the Open File item in Navigator's File menu. Now click the button on the far right side of the Save As Type rectangle. You can also save this file as a text document. If you do this, you can later open it using any text editor, such as Notepad. However, sometimes the text file does not contain line breaks, which can make it difficult to read. You can decide now whether you want the document saved as a web page or as a text file. Just click on the file type you want. Now you can change the file name if you want. If you selected the text document format, you should change the file name if the one displayed ends in HTML. Just double-click inside the file name box and type in a new name. Then click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue with the lesson. Finally, you can select a different folder or disk that will contain the document. Click the button next to the far right side of the Save In rectangle to select another disk or folder. Click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue with the lesson. Now click the Save button in the dialog box. The document is now on your computer to stay. By the way, it's also possible to copy just part of a document. You simply highlight a section with the mouse, copy it to the clipboard, and then paste it into a new document on your computer. Now let's look at another type of web page you might run into. You may have noticed that some web pages are divided into separate sections. These sections are called frames, and they are a popular way to display information. Let's go to a page that uses frames. First, click inside the location box and enter the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Then press Enter. This page is divided into two vertical frames, one on the left and one on the right. The frames are divided by a thin gray bar, and depending on how big your screen is, each frame might have its own set of scroll bars. You can change the size of a frame by dragging the gray bar with your mouse to either the left or the right. Move the mouse pointer over the frame bar now. The mouse pointer should change to a double arrow. Now drag the bar a little bit to the right. The left frame should be a little wider. Each frame at a website actually contains a separate web page with its own URL, so it's a nice way to work with more than one web page at a time. And although websites can organize their frames in different ways, many websites use the left frame to contain a table of contents. The right frame generally contains a web page related to a table of contents link. The graphics in the left frame are actually links to different pages within this website. Go ahead and click one of the links in the left frame, except the one labeled Home. Then click Zoom Tutor's play button when a new page appears in the right frame. The right frame should now contain a web page related to the link you just clicked. Now click another link in the left frame. A different web page should be displayed. So how do you navigate among pages that are in frames? Again, websites can vary as to how their frames work, but generally clicking the forward and back buttons in the toolbar affects the web page in the main frame. In this case, the main frame is the right-hand frame. Click the back button in Navigator's toolbar now. The previous web page should be displayed in the right frame. Now click the forward button in Navigator's toolbar. Now you're back on the other page. There's another way to move back and forth within a frame. Click your right mouse button on any empty space within the right-hand frame. A small pop-up menu should appear. The back and forward items in this menu have the same effect as the back and forward buttons in the toolbar. Click the back item now. Most websites use the back and forward items this way, but some websites are different. Keep that in mind as you navigate among other websites with frames. You might be curious about this particular website. Let me tell you a little bit about it. First, click the link called Home, which is located in the left frame. This web page provides links to web pages offering Java applets. Java is a neat programming language that lets web developers put animations, moving text, and interactive games into their web pages. If you like that sort of thing, you can stick around here after the lesson is over and explore this website some more. You might see a small icon in the home page with a loudspeaker on it. The link next to it is called Gamelan Audio Link. Clicking this link lets you hear a short piece of music. Don't click it now, however, because Zoom Tutor is currently using the soundboard. Let me quickly point out the two different ways you can listen to sounds on the Internet. Right now, you are listening to me using a sound technique called Real Audio. Real Audio delivers a continuous stream of audio directly from an Internet computer to your computer's soundboard and speakers. Sometimes, however, you might click on an audio link that does not use Real Audio. When this happens, the file containing the sound is actually downloaded onto your computer. This might take a while. Then Netscape pops up a little audio player and plays the sound for you. The link on this web page is not a Real Audio link, so you might want to try it out after you leave Zoom Tutor. Just click the link, wait a little while, and Netscape will play the sound for you. This concludes Lesson 4. In a moment, you'll return to the Navigator tutorial menu, where you can move on to Lesson 5, or exit Zoom Tutor if you want to play around on this web page. In Lesson 5, I'll show you how to store links to your favorite Internet sites using bookmarks. See you then.